Yo, what's going on? It's your homie Brian.
It's your boy John here.
What is up? What up, bro?
What is up, sir? Hit us with the crocodile laugh from One Piece. I see.
I've never watched that.
Oh my god, it's a drug right now. I'm on like episode 370. It's really fucking bad for me.
I watched like episode 1 through maybe 3 or 4.
Oh shit, I gave you too much credit.
Sorry. Yeah, you did, bro. You know. And I wasn't really even like as engaged as I needed to be, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's just for me, there's too many episodes to go back and
that was my thing. And you know, shout out to Justin, who's also been a guest on this show before. You know, he got me hip to it. Our other friend did as well. And you know, I was like, why not? So I tried it one day because I had nothing else to watch. And I was like, oh my God. And this is like a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm on like episode, like I said, 370 or something like that. So I'm getting there. So yeah, I'm going to finish it eventually. They're on like episode 1060 right now or something.
Yeah, man. Like
I'm like a third there. So
I can't do it, yo. Baby steps. Bro, it's too much pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it comes down to.
From who?
From myself, you know, like that is true dedication, bro. 1,000 plus episodes, homie. You know what I'm saying? I bought back in like, you know, probably like 2002, 2003 on eBay. I bought the entirety of Dragon Ball Z on VCD. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, so it was like, you know, 3 episodes a disc. So it was like 100 discs, like in all sleeves, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody was putting in work in Malaysia, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bro, for real, you know what I'm saying? Like I appreciated it, you know what I mean? It was not labeled well at all, you know? Like there was no pretty art, you know? There was no...
We're looking very bootleg.
Oh, bro, it was just like literally, you know, a CDR, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, hey, 81, you feel me? Like, okay, whatever that means, my guy, I have no inkling at all what that means, you know?
The disc number, I guess. I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. And I watched, you know, I watched just the Buu saga until the end, you know, and
I see. Yeah, that's where I was. Well, I started with Dragon Ball. Then I got in a little bit of Dragon Ball Z up until I think the Majin Buu arc or whatever. And I was like, all right, enough is enough. You know, I just got tired.
Damn.
I don't know. And, you know, I'm kind of repeating the steps with this. I'm not tired of it. You know, knock on wood, hopefully I don't ever get tired of it, but you know, it's grabbing my attention. Like each arc has been really good. So
well, I mean, like if you know, I think Dragon Ball is what, 300 some episodes?
What?
Z?
I don't know. I was talking about Dragon Ball as a whole, like when it was like Kid Goku, and then like I started from there and then moved my way up to Z.
Oh yeah, I never watched those.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. I watched the movies on WB. In the morning, right before Sailor Moon.
Dragon Ball Z is 291 episodes, so you know, sir. you've eclipsed that with One Piece, sir.
Well, that was I guess a pat on the back.
Good job, sir.
You know, it's like I'm a very patient man when it holds my interest. Persona.
Yeah.
Concert came on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it. I watched both days.
Yeah, you sent me that video, and I was just like, bro, I don't care about none of this, bro. I'm sorry, like care. You know, no, I never will, and you know why? I never will because like it's not because it's Persona. It's just I don't care about concerts. It has nothing to do with persona, you know?
I mean, like,
I wasn't allowed to go to any concerts, bro, you know?
Sorry.
You know, I'm not the concert guy.
It was just an interesting time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, day one was way better. They did 3 and 5. The songs from 1, 3, and 5 on day one. And then day two was like 2, 4, and 5. 5 was on both.
Okay.
So it was, you know, it was good. It was, they had little characters come out and dance. It was an entertaining time. Yeah.
So do you ever wish that you were present at these concerts, sir?
God, yes.
Sir, would you clap your hands and stomp your feet at these concerts, sir?
Hell yeah. I got my little glow stick. They have little glow sticks that turn to the color of the game. It's amazing, yo.
Yo, John is so excited, yo. I'm jealous. I'm so jealous at this man's excitement over this, yo.
Like, I want you to love a game like I love Persona, yo.
Hey, you know, I love Metal Gear. I love the Metal Gear series.
Oh, there you go.
That's my favorite series. But, you know, Kojima's not there anymore, and 5 wasn't finished, and you know, I guess now, like, God of War is probably, like, you know, has taken that. I'm really excited for Ragnarok, which is to this day, because it is the 9th of October at 11:48. This will definitely be out there early Monday morning. So enjoy it on your commute.
Yes.
You know, But yeah, so it's out in one month.
So excited.
So I need to figure out this streaming thing, right? So if it's a month, that means like I could technically do God of War 1, stream 1 week, God of War 2 next week, 3, 4, and then 5 would be, or Ragnarok would be out.
Are you doing that for real?
I don't know if I can do that.
I mean, that work at your schedule. Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff to do.
Gotta budget your time for God of War streams.
Yeah, like, I'm, you know, like, I got some other stuff that I'm trying to, like, really, you know, kind of, you know, take off with. So I don't know if I could do that.
Well, do the last one then. I think that's fair.
The Last of Us?
No.
Or?
Did you see the trailer for that?
Ragnarok or 4?
The show, Last of Us.
Oh, yes. I did see the trailer for The Last of Us, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I sent it to my daughter. Because I want to get her excited about it.
What'd she think?
I don't think she cares.
I mean, that was your reaction when I texted it to you. I was like, did he watch this? He's like, I don't care about this. And she doesn't look like Ellie. I was like, okay.
She doesn't. You know?
They couldn't get Ellen Page, you know? So. Elliot, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, she's, yes.
Remember, that was a thing. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yikes.
She was modeled after her.
But they gave her no credit, though.
Yeah. And I feel like she wasn't even Ellie's age at that point. Like, she was way older.
She was like 30. Yeah.
So it was always a kind of interesting, you know, thing.
She just looked like him, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I sent it to her, and then I looked at the PS5 version, sir.
Okay.
Looks really good.
Mm.
And so I guess it's coming out for PC at some point. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, I want my daughter to be like, hey, so, you know, we've been watching this show. So, you know, what about the game? And I'm like,
oh, okay. For her, I thought you were going to play it again. I was about to say,
You know, funny you should say such a thing, because I think it's coming out on PC too, right?
Maybe. But why, sir?
Why is it coming out on PC?
No, why are you interested that it's coming out on PC?
Oh, because...
Are you going to play it again?
Because my daughter doesn't have a PS5. She has a PSC. She has a PC.
A PSC. I thought you were going to play it again. I was about to say...
Nah. Nah, I was cool with the remaster on PS4.
No Last of Us 2 for you yet, huh?
Nah, you know, I like Naughty Dog's, you know, brand of storytelling. But it's like more or less sometimes like playing, I like to play things that are more not real, if that makes sense. Like, I don't necessarily want to play something that could possibly happen. You know what I mean? Like this is a little too real, you know? Yeah. Like
close to home.
This could go down in the next 3 to 5 years, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
the way the world's going, yeah.
That's why I like Deathloop, you know, it's completely out the norm, you know. Of course, God of War, like I said, is complete fantasy, you know. I love it, you know. So, you know, I like, you know, even like Overwatch, you know, is very exaggerated, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like things that are more or less like more fantasy, I guess, driven, like more unrealistic, more like something I can't like actually encounter. Like, it's an escape. So I don't always want to necessarily play, you know, like a Call of Duty, even, you know what I mean? Like, or an NBA 2K or a Madden, like those things simulate life. They're real. Yeah. Like, this life is kind of trash. You know, I kind of would rather, you know, spend it frolicking, you know, and
Ragnarok.
Yeah. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. Like, you know,
Mount Olympus, like shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's more or less like, you know, even like stuff like Persona, where like there is an obvious difference when you're in a dungeon and, you know, you're taking on like these characters and their supernatural, you know, entities and personas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of it that's just like still like real life, you know.
Yeah, that's half the game.
Exactly. So
it's like life simulator.
Like, so like even like you love like the social links, you love like
I love,
you know, building like rapport with your characters in games. And I'm like, I kind of really suck at making friends, you know, like
and that's the thing, like they do too.
You know, like, so it's like, and it's not that I suck at making friends, I just kind of like, just, you know, I'm just like, hey, like I didn't think to, you know, like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know we could be compatible friends. So I was just like, hey, you're just another like, person, you know.
It's like on Persona, you get like multiple choices of like, you know, sometimes they have like the great answer that they really want to hear, the okay answer, then the terrible answer. I feel you always pick the terrible answer.
Yeah, like, bro. You know, like, oh, that's not what I was supposed to say. Well, that happened again.
Friendship has dwindled.
Right. Yeah, have a great day, I guess, you know. I'm sorry.
Yes. They made an announcement. They, you know, Alice did say they weren't going to make any announcements during the concert, which is true. There was no Persona 6 announcement. There was no anything.
Bro.
Right. Alice tweeted that we're going to do it when we feel it's the right time.
Oh my gosh, bro.
So the internet strikes again. But they did announce that the Persona 3 and 4 remasters or whatever, they're not remakes, the remasters that's coming, the modern console ones are coming out January 19th. So January they're coming out.
Sir.
Yes.
We just spent all of 2022 literally waiting for you to be excited about some shit that Atlas dropped, bro.
That didn't happen. They tweeted that a month ago. Like, you know, I said that on, like, I think on 80. I was like, they saying it's the kind of, they're not gonna announce anything. I was still hopeful because, again, as David JRPG Cast says, dumbass with actual expectations. Nothing happened. My glass is always half full, sir. I need to empty that shit, you know.
Man.
Nothing happened. Not a color, not a, hey, this may happen, not a teaser, nothing.
It wasn't, it, bro, this was a tease the entirety of the year. Like, at some point, I'm like, yo, something's going to pop off, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's going to be a new game. And, like, nah, bro.
That was it. It was just the ports. That was the big thing.
That's not enough, dog. You know, let it, you know, like, it's just not. It's not. Like, it's not, and that's not cool. That's not cool. To, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to cap everybody out like that? They didn't
say shit about 1 and 2. Like, the whole anniversary. You know? Like, they had the little characters from 1 and 2 and, like, all the promotional art and all the promotional merchandise and everything that they were selling, you know, but there was no, they didn't, they had, like, a 15-minute section during that 2.5 hour, 5 hours if you combine them. They had like 30 minutes just for 1 and 2. Like, the DJ spun their shit, and then he got off the stage, and that was it. There was no remake of, you know, 1 and 2. They're not porting 1 and 2. You know, I would like to play 1 and 2,
bro.
But, you know, I have the Vita that you bestowed upon me. That's on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like to play it on a big screen. You know.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I can't believe they caught y'all in that genjutsu like that, bro.
It's all good.
It's disrespectful, though. It's a waste of your time. You know,
a lot of people were anticipating it, and you know,
like, I mean, like, even if you know what I'm saying, like, you didn't get that, like, something new, right? What was it? The fighting game, mm-hmm. the dancing game, right?
The dancing game's been out. No, they didn't re-release those.
So, like, well, they came out with one game this whole year.
Yeah. Bro, and, that's Persona, like, and Persona 5 that comes out in 2 weeks. That's been out for 3 years.
Yeah,
2 years. Well, if you count the original, like, 6.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, that's just Royal.
Yeah. Royal came out of COVID.
Like, it's just like, you know, I don't know, man. Stuff like that, I just kind of like, bro, like.
It's Atlas being Atlas, though.
Yeah, man. So, bro, you know, this isn't like magazines anymore, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where you know, you don't, the only source of any information that you can get is from an actual, like, magazine sitting on the floor in a grocery store while your mom is shopping for spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not that, bro. This is literally 2022. When you have your ear to the ground, you have the heartbeat of your fans in your hand, and you know exactly what they want, and yet you create this campaign that literally amounted to nothing.
No, they wanted the ports. That's what everybody's been crying about for the past like 5 years.
That's not worth it, y'all.
It's not. It wasn't worth the whole anniversary. It would have been nice to, and I mean, that was a big part of it. A lot of people asked for that.
And this,
all
this
honesty, should have been out. But
how many years is this? 20?
25.
Yeah, like, this is a terrible anniversary gift. Bro, you gave me old games, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, how many times are we going to say the nostalgia glasses? They're rose colored, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, dog.
Nah, like, I'm only buying one of them. So, like, I'm only going to get the other one, the three on the Switch. That's it. 4 and 5 are going right on Game Pass. And when they drop it off, they're going with that. I already bought them multiple times. So, you know.
Are you going to download Royal on, is Royal on Game Pass or just 5?
Royal's coming on Game Pass. No, it's Royal.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about it. Might, I don't know. Why not?
Ba-dum-ba-ba-ba-dum.
They played that, John.
Yeah.
But, sir. Yeah. Sir. Episode 82.
All day I play radio, episode 82, sir.
Yes. We're just going to get right into it. You know, we both, you know, we usually ask each other this magical question every week, you know.
Yes.
What you've been playing all day. But, you know, it kind of goes, you got the same answer, you know, I think.
Yeah, the same answer.
Overwatch 2 dropped this week, ladies and gentlemen. Kinda. And
did it drop or did it just stumble? Oh, it
dropped.
Out?
No, it dropped.
Yeah, it dropped
on its fucking face. Yeah, it dropped. So let's just get right into it. You know, sir. Sure. It came out October
4th?
7th. And 4th? Was it 4th?
Yeah.
Damn. It's been that long since
because the 7th would have been, you know, 2 days ago.
Yeah, no, it was it's
12:01 now, yeah.
So yeah, it dropped on the 4th.
Yes.
Now us being as hardcore Overwatch fans as we are, as, you know, big as gamers we are, we knew better than think that it was going to be available day one or night one or whatever the case is. I tried, Brian and Chart tried all. I tried for an hour, unwinding from work. I just put it on because I already read the tweets by this point by the time I got home. So put it on. Kept getting that red error message, I was like, okay. So I was like, maybe it's my Xbox. So I went upstairs to my PlayStation. I didn't even attempt on the Switch because fuck that. And then I went to the PlayStation and same thing. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go to sleep. I tried for maybe tops 45 minutes to an hour. I was like, I'm over it. We're not about to do that. Like, people were waiting for like 12 hours to get in. Like, plus.
Yeah.
I was like, devotion.
Yeah, I didn't try. I didn't, you know, like John said, I just, because like most game launches, you know, especially if they're, you know, of high profile. So I think we had issue. Did we have issue with Halo first day?
No. I don't remember.
I am either.
Not in that way. I don't remember us having issues.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about that game. I feel like, yeah, like I just automatically was like, first night, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to attempt. Like, I'm not even going to get irritated. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just, you know, I get off late and I'm going to go home and just go to sleep. Yeah. And so in the morning, I was like, hey, you know, I'll try it. You know, so I started at like 9 a.m. and until like 2 p.m. It just didn't work.
And it's crazy because I woke up around, you said you started at 9. I woke up at like 10 the next morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me try it. I was like, is it still bad? He was like, yeah, it's still pretty bad. Then I looked on Twitter and again, it was like, okay. And I play on Xbox, ladies and gentlemen. So as most Xbox players was like, it was okay for the most part. At least I could get in. I got in, I turned it on. I was already expecting the worst. And it's like, you know, I'm going to start expecting the opposite of what I want. When I expect the worst, I get best results. When I expect the best, I get terrible results. The Persona concert, then this. Like, I turned on my Xbox and, you know, I went to make coffee and came back and it was like, welcome to Overwatch, too. I was like, oh, sweet.
Word. And you sent me that video and I was just like, I got to try again. You.
No. But yeah, like, I played it and ever since then, I didn't have issues getting in again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I got, the wait was ridiculous. Yeah. But I never got that red error message again. How many days did it take you to get like actually in?
It took me over 48 hours, right? So it took, it didn't work at all the first, you know, night into the next day. And then it didn't work the next day after that. And then, so I had to go to work. So again, I had tried, you know, pretty much from 9 until 2 to get in. And then when I got home from work, did it work that night? Did it work that night either?
She was like, dude, we in there. I was like, oh, it was that night. Cause I was
Wednesday Thursday night.
It was Thursday night.
Yeah.
Cause I was leaving work and that was my Friday basically. So I remember that. I was like, we're gonna play this for the duration of the night. No, it was
dog.
And you know, like it was just completely fucking ridiculous that like people were waiting forever to get in. Like, people didn't act like 2 days later, like you said. And then after that, they had like multiple, like little updates, like little, not system updates, but like maintenances and all this other shit going on. So it was like down for 2 hours. Then for me personally, when they did that shit, it made it worse for me. It was fine at first. But again, the expectation thing. So it's like when I got in, it took me like an hour to find a game. Remember, I texted you. I was like, yo, I'm going to see how long this waits.
Yeah.
Usually I don't wait. Like I just want to see. And it was like 29 minutes. I sent it to you. And you was like, what? And I was like, I'm going to see how long this goes. 55 minutes. I wanted to take a picture of it, but it just started. But it was 55 minutes before I got in. I was like, this is completely unacceptable. And the main thing is the fact that we didn't have Overwatch 1 to fall back on.
Yeah.
Was a fucking blower. So,
yeah.
You know, we just had to, we were at Blizzard's mercy.
Yeah. Like I couldn't get in. Like there were reports of if you had, you know, so for I guess probably like the past 2 months, when you turn on Overwatch 1, Blizzard was like, yo, you need to merge your account, you know, if you have any other accounts on any other platform, right? You know what I mean? So that everything could go through and, you know, Overwatch 2 could, you know, go through. Now, I had bought, you know, Overwatch on PC for whatever reason, you know, during the summer. And I don't know why. I think I was trying to, like, I don't know why I did it. But I did it, and I only played it like a very, very few times because, you know, I can't play with console. So I can't play with John when I play on my PC because I can only play with PC on PC.
I swore there was a way you could do that.
Well, no, it's console pool. That's, you know.
I thought you could, I don't know. I swore that was a thing.
But you can use a controller on PC. I was using a controller.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I played very sparingly, you know, when I had it, you know, I think I just got it because it was like $20. And I was like, if I ever decide, you know, and then they were like, Overwatch 2 is going to come out. It's going to be free to play. And I was like, yo, bro, just bought this game for no reason, bro. But so because I had merged my PC and my console account, I guess there were some players who were having an issue where you just couldn't log in. So I couldn't log in at all. Like I couldn't even like see anything. It didn't even like some folks, like they were getting to a point where they would drop. But for me, I wouldn't even get to a point where I could drop. Like I literally was just like in that John, like, oh, like you're in a queue, like your queue counts down. And every single time, bro, just connected, bro.
Yeah,
just connected. I don't know what to tell you. You know?
And that was the thing. Like when I first started, you know, people were getting like 20,000, 10,000, 30,000 people in front of them. I said like 200. And just, but every time I got to like 5 or 0, it would restart to the 200, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that, it was the dumbest shit.
Well, you know, they said that they were, you know, they had two DDoS attacks, you know,
sure.
two hacks. And it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, even after that, like, you know, I still couldn't play like 2 days later
because there were no hacks.
You know what I mean? Like all the symptoms pointed to like, you know, classic Blizzard not being ready for prime time. And and I don't even want to say,
but
classic.
How
it costs money to, you know,
like how long they've been making this game?
Yo, companies, literally what they do with these servers is they don't have enough servers so that they don't overspend. So literally companies, you know, there was a period in time where like every EA game, but every year it literally would be like, yo, why can't I play for like the first like 24 to 48 hours? And it's because they didn't spend the money for, you know, the amount of servers that they expected to have. They just pretty much spent the money on the minimum amount of servers they expected to have. And then you get an influx of people who never played this before and playing it for the first time. And it's more people than you expected. And so your servers just get trashed.
But it's like, it's kind of like a common sense thing. Like, you know, you took away what the OG players had, were, you know, relying on what they were playing. You took that away. So they were expected to play this. Then you got, like you said, the new influx people, influx amount of people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's new. And then, you know, you brought up a good point. Like most people on this, that playing this now aren't going to play it in a week. So
no, not at all. They already stopped playing it.
Exactly. And you had probably because of this dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also had a lot of people who are returning who, like, you know, like, I loved Overwatch. I played it for those first 3 months. It was the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, oh, totally played for like 6 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. It just makes me laugh because all of those folks return, you know? So you had like, you know, you had your regulars who were still playing. Then you had your previous, you know, folks that, you know, were like, oh, let me jump back in at least for this time being. And then you have completely new people because it's free to play, so there's no barrier to entry. And then you have this disaster, you know? So.
Yeah. It was just unfortunate. Yeah. It was just an unfortunate situation. They blamed the DDoS. Like, they said they were under attack twice, like you said. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after they fixed it, it was the service issues. They never spoke to the attacks again.
Yeah.
So were these people caught? No, because they never existed, I guess.
Right. Our characters were locked last night, right?
Yeah. Still going on. Yeah. Mine was locked yesterday. And then I turned it on again. They were all unlocked. So what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So, so basically, like, you would turn the game on and you could only choose from a handful of the full roster. And all these other characters were locked. Like, but they're not locked. Like, they're never locked. So
it was very much like, remember they tried that shit with the experimental stuff on Overwatch 1, like that little experimental mode when they took away certain characters. It was very much like that, but for no reason. See, At least that had a reason.
I never played experimental mode, so that's why I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, they did that shit, but you know, that was just experiment how comp would go without certain characters at people's disposal. That made other people learn other people. So that made sense to me. But this, I was like, what is this? Is this a glitch?
I don't know.
And then speaking of glitches,
the
Bastion glitch is hot right now.
Yeah, so what is this Bastion glitch? Because he has a new ultimate, correct?
He has a new ultimate where he, you know, on the Overwatch one, he just turned to a tank and shoot explosives at you. This one, he turns into an air raid type of deal.
Like mortar.
Yeah, mortar. Thank you. Yeah. He his cannon goes straight up in the air and shoots, and then you highlight the area where you want the bombs to come down, right?
Right.
This, now the glitch is going on. I'm not sure if this is PC exclusive or not.
I think it's PC exclusive because there's keys that you have to input and that you can't do on a controller.
Right. So it's like you paint the whole like area red. Well, in my case, yellow, because I got the colorblind options. I changed the colors and shit. But the enemy team color will be around the entire level. And bombs would just come down like all around the level. There's no escape. So it's like, what is that?
Yeah. Hacker's gonna hack, bro. You know, it's probably something that's already left in there or something. I don't know. I didn't look at the story. But it's definitely a shame, man. Don't want things to be ruined, you know.
Before they begin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is already a very strenuous launch, I should say. You know, I guess I would say. You know, you kind of want to keep people as long as possible. I mean, we've been playing games where we've been blowing people out and people have been quitting like crazy. And the time period in which the team is replenished is so much slower than it was in Overwatch 1. So we literally like have had matches where we just march, you know, super far, you know, because there's no team to stop us. So I don't know, man. There's a lot to be done still.
Yeah.
A lot to be done.
Yeah. Which is expected, but like on this caliber, it was completely unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable. I reached out to Mike Ybarra, which I believe is the president of Blizzard or CEO, whatever. I don't know. I was like, yo, you should be on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
He's like, I have damage control to do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ask me in a public forum? Absolutely. I do not care. You know, you put your pants on just like I do, one leg at a time, sir.
He's ass backwards now.
Damn, you ass backwards, Mikey Barra.
Sorry. Nah. That was a lot to control.
You know, Blizzard, you know, to their credit, they were pretty communicative. Don't know if they were telling the truth all the way, but you know, they still were talking, you know, to some extent. They were letting us know what bugs they were working on, right, in kind of real time, and what they had fixed in kind of real time, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it could have been like Anthem, you know, or, you know, every EA game. just zero, you know, communication. And then be like, we're not talking to you guys because you guys are mean. But people do be sending death threats, you know. That shit is uncalled for, bro.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's just another level of stop.
Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, it seemed to be once I was able to log in, bro.
The silver lining.
It was like, so we already were kind of leery, you know what I'm saying? Because we played the beta, I guess, what was this? And when did we play the beta? May? April? Was it that far back? June? July?
It was August? Like, I could find out for you.
September? It was literally like a few months.
October? Ago. January? Yeah. February?
So it was like a few months back. And, you know, obviously we could tell it was very different from Overwatch 1.
Yeah.
But we had the option to play Overwatch 1, right? Did we have the option? No, we could only play Overwatch 2 at that point, right?
What, for the beta?
It updated, right? Didn't it update? Oh, no, no. The beta was separate because I got the Waypoint, you know, package that I still don't have access to.
It was August.
August, okay.
It was August.
I spent $40 to be... You know, to get into this beta so I could play with John.
And for also, the last 2 days of the beta.
I was also supposed to get, you know, new items and stuff on the game when the second one came out. I don't have none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Just, they stuck you for your paper, yo.
Yo, $40. Just funny. Trash, man.
Companies, spend shit.
Companies be garbage, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, it's just that silver lining, bro. Yeah, we kind of were like a little afraid to commit to Overwatch 2.
No, I was.
Because Overwatch 1 was, it was a great time, you know, and it was just kind of like, it you know, you could tell, you know, that they weren't really like making any adjustments on it that were, you know, really, you know, just kind of fixed like elements of the game that needed to be worked on for a long time. And so Overwatch 1 kind of like become like this thing, either you trash the team or you get trashed. There was very little in like competitive nature, really. Like there was never like, oh, like, yo, we're going at it, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, who's gonna drop the ball first, you know, like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have gone that way. Now you got picked off. Now we're coming around as a squad, you know what I mean? There was never any of that. Like, it just kind of was like, you know, you either had some people that knew how to play Overwatch, or we're just gonna give you a team of literally the dumbest individuals to ever play this game.
It's just quick play, bro.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah, that was the motto. It's just quick play, bro.
I was like, let's do comps.
We should make a t-shirt, bro. We should make a t-shirt just called It's Just Quick Play, bro. We're going to do it. Make it tonight.
Patent pending.
Yes.
You know, like, once we got in, you know, again, the little nuances they put in, you know, to Overwatch 2, there are different aspects of it. Of course, minus one tank. And that's a thing that
yeah, so 5v5 versus 6v6 in the previous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that kind of, you know, I don't mind it. You have had more so of an issue with it.
Yeah, because you don't really play tank, you know.
So. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I'm usually heals. So that's one less thing I have to worry about. But
yes,
it's been.
Speaking of heals, sir, why don't you let them know?
Yes. So the new healer, you know, so there were three new ladies that came out on Overwatch 2. One was the DPS. One was a tank, one was a healer, Sojourn, Junker Queen, and then now Kiriko's the last new character. She's support. Love her to pieces, y'all. Love her to pieces. She's such an amazing character. And it's like, you know, I'm kind of like on the seesaw with this because I just definitely ranted on them now. I'm like raving about one of the characters they just made. But, you know, I love her, y'all. She's very mobile. She couldn't be pulled off on Overwatch, but did they have like enough power to like, you think? Well, it's the same systems, right?
No, I mean, I feel like it plays very differently than Overwatch 1. Like, I feel like it plays so much enough differently than Overwatch 1 that it's low key a completely different game.
That's good. Yeah. Good thing about that one.
Like, it feels like, you know, damage is more like, you know, you got to get out of there. You can't, you know, there's, you know, that was like the first, you know, but go ahead and keep talking about Cutie.
And like you said, she getting out of there, she has very, one, the game feels more aggressive, in my opinion. Even like the voice lines are more aggressive than the original. Yes. Like the first game, they were kind of lighthearted and they had funny little banter. They're like threatening each other and soldiers up here saying he's putting bodies in boxes, sending them to their families in boxes and shit. Like, it's a lot. But Kiriko, you know, the aggression factor, she could BAMF, like teleport. And we get the BAMF from the Nightcrawler comics, you know, BAMF when he used to teleport. But anyway, she does that to other characters around the board. She has like a 30 meter radius, which is insane. So I think they're going to nerf her.
So you target one of your teammates and then you apply the move and she goes, you know, teleports to them, like, you know, how Mercy kind of like.
Exactly. But she can go through malls. Mercy, you know, she just, you know, it's like the same distance as Mercy pretty much as well. So, but you know, she could see, you know, of course you could see your team through the walls. If she sees somebody through the wall, go right to them. She is like instant. Then she has like a ball that she throw, like a smoke bomb she throws down, which makes you invisible for the second. And then it nullifies like every negative aspect of the game, like traps, sleep, the poison, the anti, it's just fire. Anything that's like a hack, anything that's like a negative aspect, she can wipe away with that. She has kunais as her primary, well, not her secondary fire, which is, you know, her attack. Yeah. She could climb up walls like Genji and Hanzo. And she has like a little lore with them too. She has a, her cinematic came out the other day.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was actually really good.
Is it better than Hanzo's? Because Hanzo's is the best one.
It was, but it's up there. I don't know. I have to watch it again. I watched Hanzo's like 5 times. So.
Yeah, I got to check it out. Yeah, I enjoy playing, you know, support with you when you're her, you know, you're super mobile. So like I can kind of like camp out with, you know, the tank and maybe one other person and you can, you know, take care of, you know, the other two people. It's like a really good, like,
If I see y'all in danger or you'll be like, I'm out of heels, then I'll come back to you and then do what I need to do and then go back out to them. Yeah, she's so good, yo. So good. That's all I've been playing with. Like, I've been quitting matches if other people pick her and shit. I've been that guy.
Dang, man, bro. Yeah. I think it's interesting because for myself, you know, I think I used her in like skirmish and I was just like, yeah, you got that, bro. You know, I just watch you. You're getting better using her. It's like really awesome to see you like grow with this character. So it's like, yo, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like really cool, you know. So
She's a good character, bro.
Yeah, there's you know, like John said, there's Sojourn, who's, you know, a DPS character, attack character. She has a rail gun. And then there's Junker Queen, who is the she's a tank. But you know, these characters are, they definitely take some time to getting used to.
Yeah, all three of them. Yeah.
But they also at the same time feel like natural. It's like weird, you know what I mean? So I appreciate, you know, I appreciate the difference between Overwatch 1 and Overwatch 2, because like not only that, John and I have kind of gotten like hooked on, you know, unfortunately it's free to play, so that means that it has a battle pass that we, you know, had to, you know, subscribe to in order to get our, you know, and in this they're also built like these challenges that give you XP towards your battle pass. And these challenges are drugs, sir.
Dude, and it's, you know, yesterday, you were just like raving about them. I was like, I do not want to look. I rarely look into them for that reason. I was like, I just want to play this. Like, I don't even want to entertain the fact that this may be something more than it is. And it is, because I looked into it today, thanks to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could do that. I could do that. Yeah. I could do that. And like, now it's like goal set. And I was like, I don't like that for myself in my current state of life. It's just, gosh, here we go again. That's all I'm gonna say,
bro. It's just something else to, you know, a game within a game.
Yeah.
You know? And so playing Overwatch, you know, one for so long, you know, I appreciate understanding, like, you know, just how the game flows. So then it means like when I look at these challenges, it's like, okay, I understand that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, versus someone who's new that's coming in, you know, so I don't know. It's attainable.
It's like, for me, like when I don't even know what the fuck I'm winning. Like, I'm just doing them. Like, what do you get? Like, extra experience? Like, I'm just doing it just to do it to say I did it. Like, I don't even know what the prize is.
Oh, it's just those, like, you know, that XP goes towards your battle pass. So it allows you to open.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? More like, that's XP. That's how you open up. Like, you know, because there's, you know, you get like 500 XP or 5,000 XP, you know, for some of them, you know, and they're broken up between daily, weekly, seasonal, lifetime, and hero, but there are no hero challenges right now yet.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be problematic.
Yeah. Soldier 76. It's my guy in there. It definitely plays different. It definitely plays very different. You can't.
No, as a damage person, how does it play different? I haven't played damage. I played Sombra earlier.
You know, my aim, you know, is better once I loosened up my sensitivity some more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely, my sensitivity is definitely turned up higher than it was on Overwatch 1. But there is a, I only use Soldier, so he feels like, you know, like at the end of the day, he is very much more integral to the team from a healing standpoint, bro. Like, like, you know, like, you need to, I feel you need to like be around your tank and, you know, a healer so that, you know, in the event that the three of you or the two of them need healing, like you can throw down, you know, the healing pad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like the healing pad is very much more important in this game than it was in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Things, people die faster or characters die faster. So you can, you know, get off those last shots, because a lot of people will kind of like sit around. Because like, if you play like us, like it took longer for you to be killed in Overwatch 1 than it does in Overwatch 2. So at first, like, I kind of would like hang out a little bit as I was getting hit and try to like return fire. But like in this, you have to get out of there after like two or three hits or you will die. Like, no, you know,
facts. Yeah.
Overwatch 1, you'd be in the 6 hits. Like, I still got it, boy. Ain't getting me, bro.
Depending on your character. When I used to play with Sombra on that job, 2 shots took me out. In my Widow days. Yeah. But
yeah,
bro,
man.
Yeah, bro. I'm digging it. You know, I'm an E-Crow on this one. You know,
my
fail, because I was wrong. You were right. You were right for the anticipation. Your patience was a virtue in this aspect, sir. So thank you. Because I was like, this shit is going to be shit. I want all my tanks. This game's never coming out. Like, my God, how I flamed this game. But predictable me fell in love with it.
Such a good game, bro. It's a good game. You know, definitely still, you know, need some work, you know, some balancing and stuff like course. That.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. You know, it's probably going to piss me off when they come out with the next like level or whatever. It's going to be like $40 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it'll just be about 10 months of season. I'm fine with that. That's all they're going to get from me.
Bro, we got to get all the way up to, was it 80? You can buy the tiers too separately.
I'm good on that. If I don't get it, I don't get it.
80 tiers at the end is a Genji skin.
I don't even use him, so that vicious one they show in the beginning with the skull, yeah. All yeah, that one is cool, but again, yeah. I don't use him, so
yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean 80 tiers, you know, get a tier 80, man. It's, you know, I'm like, what are you at right now? I'm like 14, 15.
25, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think, when does this expire? In 60 days or something like that? So you'll probably definitely get that, you know.
Yeah, every 2 months.
So, you know, that's the plan, you know, to really kind of work towards that, battle pass. For real, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I figured you would like sojourn though. I'm like waiting for you to whip her out randomly one day.
It'll probably take for someone to like really like destroy me with sojourn to like understand how she really plays. Yeah.
That's how you are.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not good with characters until they like destroy me. And then I start to like, you know, like, oh, there's another person who's like really good with them. And then I start to learn like their nuances. Mm. And then I start to learn how to like survive them. And then I can use them because it's like, okay, like now I know enough of you through, you know, sheer panic and fear. You know what I'm saying?
Is that how you learn soldier?
Yeah. Yeah. I learned soldier because like we were playing one time and this dude was just destroying me with Helix rockets. And I was like, yo, whenever I use soldier, I never shoot rockets at people. And I just started going crazy with rockets.
Now your average is like 17 rockets. Like,
it's not that high.
Shit, another day it was. Bro. It will now with this aggressive ass, you know, yeah. Book of the game.
So you don't like the new game mode push, though?
No, I do not. I don't.
Can you explain to the audience what push is, sir?
Push is, okay, so there's a robot in the middle of the board.
And they call him robot all the time. And it they call bothers him me.
Well, I'm glad they call it robot instead of him having a name. That's going to confuse. That would confuse some people like me. I'm like, who's that? But you push the robot. It's in the middle of the. He's in the middle of the board. Both teams meet up in the center. Their objective is to, you know, of course, clean the robot of all your opponents. So, you know, a la the payload, you have to get everybody off the payload for you to claim it. Same with the pay. You know, the not robot. The payload, the point, but like the truck payload or the limo, depending on whatever level you're on. You have to clear, you have to be the only team on that to move it. So that is like a tug of war in a way. Like you're pushing it, the robot, and then the other team might wipe you, then they'll push it. And it's a long game. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, or something I love like it.
That. I don't, because if you're pushing it far and then all of a sudden your team get wiped and you die. The trek on the way back is ridiculous. It takes forever to get back. And that's what I don't like about it. Because by the time I get back, the team is dead.
And then you get killed.
And then I get killed because it's like too far. Well, until I really understand the mode better. Because the game is still fresh. So it's like, it's too far for you to sit there and wait for your group to die. Your group might be winning halfway. You run in there. Then all of a sudden, the ult might go off and you're dead. So you're stuck in the middle of the level.
And then they come charging in,
or there might be a Genji or a Widow that see you and chase you and shit. And my, you know, my point of view, I'm the fucking healer, so I'm easy pickings. And especially if I don't have anybody to teleport to, so or fly to whoever I'm playing with at the moment. I don't like it. I mean, it's cool. It's a cool new mode, but the traversing to and from.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. Nope.
My guy is not a fan. Yeah, I like the push mode probably because it's different. You know, I haven't played any competitive, but I definitely dig the push mode. The new levels. What's the one? The fire one.
Midtown,
whatever. Yeah, Midtown, which is supposed to be like New York City, right?
You're right.
Yeah, there's some good new levels in there, bro.
Yeah,
there's
they are.
Good, really, really good new levels in there. And I appreciate
I just don't know them. So because people around corners and shit, I'm like, how the hell did they get there?
Yeah, it's, you know, definitely still the motto of Overwatch is to stay alive. And this is very much more, in pace with that. Because
But you're all about that robot shit. And I was like,
It bothers me that they call him robot because they'll be like, the robot has stopped moving, and I'll be like,
I mean, it's a robot. Would you want him to call him Henry?
The target, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, just the way they like emphasize like robot just sounds racist to me. Robot racism, you know.
And they already racist against Omnics on there, so
right?
That's a
you know thing. What I'm saying? Zari is hardcore racist against Omnics, bro.
Somebody else is too. I think Mora.
And Orisa is super mean now.
Yes, what is that? Like I've told you, this game is like really, it gets you in the mode to like destroy the other team because they be talking mad shit, like mad shit, like unlimited shit.
Yeah.
Orisa's like, you will respect me. I'm like, why is she talking like this? That's right. She's like, hi, my name's Orisa. Like she was like lovable in the first one. This one, she's like, don't fuck with me.
Because she has, you know, they made her, you know, they gave her a spear now and no shield, which
well unless she spends it,
you know, they ain't the same, you know, that's not the same, but doesn't last as long as a shield.
But they have like little night. Like, Russ had a nice little conversation with like Sojourn, because you know Sojourn is like a black character, but she's a cyborg, and Rissa is like derived from an African little girl that you know built her. So she was like, you know, I think her name was like Effie or Ellie, Effie, I think. But anyway, I'm gonna call her Effie. She said, you know, Effie looked up to you in the comic books or whatever. She's like, I don't know why they just made me look like a robot. This is Sojourn, and then Rissa was like, you were representation for her, so she appreciates you or something like that. I was like, okay, representation, empowerment. I like that.
Hey, Rissa said that.
Yeah, Rissa said that to Sojourn.
Robot representation, I guess. Yeah.
No, I mean black because she, if he's a little black girl and Sojourn's a black girl, that's why she looked up to her in the comic book.
Oh, okay.
Jesus,
black go see, representation. Okay,
go see the woman. I was about to say the Lion King. Go see the Woman King, Brian.
You're the one who called the Lion King.
It just slips off the tongue.
Yeah,
my bad.
The one tank. Is definitely hard to get used to. I don't feel comfortable, although I do well with Sigma. I do well with Sigma on Overwatch 2. His rock is no joke, but I wish I could use Zarya in conjunction with another tank, and I can't.
I think you'll get there with Zarya. I think you need to play with her a little bit more to understand how, because her playstyle is not the same, because the Zaryas I've been playing with have been mad, like, aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes, and they will use their like themselves as a shield. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They'll get it. Cause you know, she could use two bubbles for either herself or to her teammates. However, she wants to split it up, she could do that with the two bubbles at her disposal. She, you know, it's just not exclusive to a partner and to herself. So, you know, I've seen a lot of Zaryas. I don't know if they're just selfish as shit or greedy. They just stand in front of the team and just take all the damage. And, you
with
know,
the,
her
with the double bubble.
With the double bubble. The hardest gum ever.
Right. Stale gum, bro.
You know, just chewing sugar and shit. But she's just been doing that. So just been using herself as a human shield. So I mean, I guess it's just how you want to play with her. I think you should give her another shot. Because you played with her once or twice, and it was like, nah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I played with her, I think twice. Yeah. It just didn't feel the same. And you know, with Zarya, like Zarya is very much rhythm based for me, you know. So the way I play Zarya is very much a jump up front bubble, you know what I'm saying? Get some charge, also doing some attack, bounce back, you know, someone's usually like at the line. I can bubble them while they're at the line, get behind them, especially if it's a Reinhardt, you know, get healed. And now, you know, my supercharge is at like 75, you know, to 90, you know what I mean? And then I can jump in and do it again. I'm at 100, and then I can start lobbing bombs, you know. It's like she's very much like a rhythm, like a jump rope, you know what I'm saying? Like double dutch,
double
you know,
dutch,
like
yeah.
Getting there, you know what I'm saying? She's very much rhythm-based for me. And so, like, my rhythm was completely thrown off because Overwatch 2 is faster. It's a lot more dangerous, deadly, you know, so...
And you said that with Sombra too, when she got reworked, like midway through Overwatch One, you know, you're a very rhythmic player. Yeah. So, you know, they didn't really touch Sigma. So
my guy, bro. I was throwing mad rocks at people's foreheads, bro.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they changed him too much.
Nah, they didn't change him at all. I feel like his shield comes out faster. Like when I drop the shield intentionally. I feel like there's less of a delay to get it right, to get it back up.
I think it's like the old way.
Originally it was, you could remove the shield and put it right up immediately. But then they dropped that down like 2 point something seconds. And I think now it's like at 2 seconds even. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I'm digging it so far. Probably gonna play it after this, but
yes!
Yeah, I'm really liking what I've been playing. And so, you know, stay tuned till next week. Episode 83, John may have a different tune.
I don't think so. You know, I think we definitely like were worried because of how Overwatch 1 was just like, it was dead, you know? So we were just more or less playing it because we've been playing it for 6 years. So
loyalty,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like this thing that you love and you keep going back to it, and it just completely abuses you over and over.
I told you that's what it was.
And you just like, so one day you're like, oh man, like, you know, we won some matches, you know, next day, you know, you lose, you win zero matches. And then the next day after that, you don't win. And then the day after that, you don't win. And the day after that, you don't win. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, like I won every day. And then the day after that, you don't win.
It was
it's
a slot machine. That's what I always likened it to. It was a fucking slot machine at Vegas or Atlantic City or Dover, wherever you go to play a slot. You know, it's like, you may lose, you may win. You don't know. Put the coin in and find out. That's how it felt.
Yeah.
You know, the matchmaking was horrible. They changed. Yeah. I did play comp. And so the skill level is different. They don't do the SR thing anymore. So your matchmaking will be better. You'll be placed in tiers based upon your performance and how it's just better, you know. I explained that last week, but yeah, it held true. That's exactly how it is.
Okay, that's what's up.
Like a tier system.
That makes sense.
I like. It does. Yeah,
for sure.
Because that SR shit was bullshit. Because you can win on a team and be garbage, but you're thinking you good. So and that's another thing. Like, it shows you how you performed with that character in comp and all this other stuff, or who you won with, or who you play best with, or something like that. It's a way to find out if you suck or if you're good.
Yeah, we'd be mad.
You're right. We were the ones to tell you. Well, especially me. I'll tell you how you were. But, you know, this one, you know, that's the problem with Overwatch 1. You don't know if you were good or not. Like,
yeah.
Like, I had to question myself. I'm like, am I terrible? Am I some shit?
Rash, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I'll win some, like you said. Tuesday, I'll win a lot. Thursday, I'll be losing. Is it the day of the week? Is it me? Is it the game? Right. Is it my internet? What is it?
A lot of different questions, you know.
Just pushing buttons at this point.
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna be it's gonna go on for a long time, bro. We'll be playing this for a little while now.
Mid-40s and shit. I don't know how to feel about this shit. Like, what is this?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Blizzard and Co. You know,
I don't.
At some point they're going to come out with like the single player mode, though, right?
I'm sure that's coming out a couple months. They said PVE.
That'll cost you money.
I hope not.
$60. What?
Oh god. And I'll probably pay it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So. I feel like, you know, if you're looking for I was going to say open world. If you're looking for a free to play game right now, Overwatch is definitely in the mix of something you can play. Like I said, it's free to play. There's no barrier to entry. It's a fun game. Of course, you'd have to get used to it. You may not like it because you haven't been playing for 6 years. but yeah, check it out if you're looking for a new shooter. And then go ahead, John, sir.
Sir, I was going to ask you, did you have anything else? And clearly you did, so I appreciate that. I apologize, sir.
Yeah.
And jumping again.
That's all I had, sir.
That's all you have, sir.
That's all I had, sir.
Well, people out there, we're going to play Overwatch 2 in a minute. Hope you join us as well. Hope to see you on there. But until the meantime, you can catch your boys on all your favorite streaming platforms on Apple, Good Pods, Anchor, all your good stuff.
Yes.
Spotify, at All Day I Play Radio. You can follow your boy Brian at BrianP_3 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow yours truly.
Underscore 83.
Did I say that?
You said underscore three.
Underscore 83. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Brian P underscore 83 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow yours truly at Moon Knight 9000 on Instagram and at 9000 Moon Knight on the Twitter. And of course, you can follow us collectively. Get all the up-to-date news and everything on All Day I Play Radio at ADIP Radio on Twitter and at All Day I Play Radio on the Insta of the Gram. Sir.
Sir.
Appreciate you, brother. As
appreciate
always.
You as well, bro.
See you in a minute, sir. Peace and love.